Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. There are several varieties of ornamental grasses. Well, what's best for South Dakota's environment? Our series, South Dakota Home Garden, is helping you answer these questions and more this summer. Eric Helland is the owner and president of Landscape Garden Centers in Sioux Falls, and he joins us now. Hey, Eric, welcome back.
Hey, Lori, how are you?
I am doing well. The tortoise, by the way, is very happy and munching on hibiscus leaves still, or blossoms, hibiscus blossoms
good,
still. And
good
he's
to
got
hear.
A lovely little backyard habitat now. It's all shady and there's ferns for him. He's a happy guy. So,
cool.
Not what you started out planning for this summer segment is how to take care of your tortoise, but a little side benefit.
Yeah, exactly. No, I will not forget that.
Let's talk about the appeal of planting grasses.
Yes. Ornamental grasses. They've been with us now for quite a few years, but ornamental grasses actually have been around here. Well, I guess grasses in general have been around for centuries. They used to make sod huts out of a lot of the grasses from the prairie. And so quite a few years ago, people would start to see the benefit of a grass like big blue stem, little blue stem in the landscape. And so that's kind of where it's taken off. And now they've developed a lot of other grasses that are great additions to anybody's landscape or even a small garden space. Their grasses can be ranges from, you know, just a few inches to a foot tall, all the way up to 5, 6, 8, even 10 feet tall. There's some ornamental grasses that'll get really tall and provide a lot of interest and year-round appeal.
Yeah, I was watching the video on our website at sdpb.org/living. Anyway, you were talking about fall and, you know, the snow and the frost on this. So talk about the visual interest of these ornamental grasses throughout the seasons.
Yeah, so the unique thing about grasses is, especially, it's kind of nice that we're talking about it this time of year, that they are very, very... Most, if not all of them, are very drought tolerant because this is a perfect place. If you do not have a lot of water or it's a dry area, you can't get a hose to it, you can't get irrigation, you know it's always dry. It's a perfect area. Maybe there's an area within your turf that's just as always dry. Transform that into ornamental grasses and just let the grasses take off and you don't have to maintain it. The great thing about grasses is in the springtime or in the fall, you can cut them down at ground height, and then they'll just start to regenerate from the base, from the root system, and then continue to grow up, and then they'll provide their little their seed heads or their flowers for interest. And then typically a lot of these will turn a different or really cool color, fall color. And then, like I was mentioning in the video, is that they're really pretty when you have those first frosts in the fall, because it just kind of everything's still and the frost is just adhering to the flowers or the seed heads and the leaves. And they're just some really cool. If you pull up pictures of frost, I'm sure those show pictures of frost on grasses.
Yeah. Are we looking for grasses that are native to South Dakota? We have lots of different options. What are our choices for finding grasses that are supposed to be here?
There are some that are the native, the blues, the big blue, little blue. Those are really nice grasses. And then there's some other ones that are, and those will get taller. They'll need a little bit bigger area. There's also some grasses that will just be clump forming. And so they're not going to spread. So that would be something to consider when placing into your garden or your landscape. And then there's some of them that do spread. And I always say the ones to use that spread are if you can have them completely confined by a hard surface, so like curb to building to fence. something that's very structured, because those areas, it will fill that area, and it just looks magnificent. In Sioux Falls, there's some places that I think it's a lime fescue that's been used on South Louise Avenue that's curb to curb, yeah. And then they have plantings on, I think, the north and the south side of it. It's kind of a bright bluish green, about 2 to 3 feet tall, but that's a really, really neat one to use. But make sure that if spreading grasses, you always have them confined, because they will start to spread in places where you don't want them to spread.
Right.
The clump forming, those are all nice. And then there's like prairie drop seed that's been used in a lot of landscapes. That's going to look more like a taller, just really super green grass. That one might require a little bit more watering.
Am I looking for sunshine everywhere when I plant grasses? Is it similar to the grass that's on my lawn, where I really want it to be getting that full sun?
You're absolutely right. Absolutely, you hit it spot on. You're getting it now, Lori. You're getting it. You're figuring this out. So the grasses, just like your lawn, in order to have good green lawn grass, you need to have full sun. Same thing with ornamental grasses. If you happen to have them on one side of the, you know, say it's on an east facing, they're probably versus a west facing, the east side is just not going to grow as tall. It probably won't be as thick. You still can get it to grow, but it's just going to have a little bit less, probably won't mature out as much as it would if it was on the sunniest part of your property.
All right. Is there a most popular or a favorite of yours? So in our last 30 seconds here, what's worth checking out?
It's using the right grass in the right spot. That's where it becomes
sure.
My favorite. There's not one variety that really just takes off and makes me smile, but just making sure you use the right grass in the right spot is the best thing. Some of them have been overused, but sometimes that's the best thing for that area, especially if you can't get water to it and you want drought, but you want to kind of give it some interest.
Yeah. Eric Helen, thank you so much. I am starting to get it. And if you have questions for Eric in our future episodes, send us an email inthemoment@sdpb.org. We'll forward those questions to him and talk about him here on the show. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Lori. Have a great week.